סימן תוף קוף וב סעיף גמל. Okay, this involves hafroshos chala on yantif. Okay, so we know that milisha va'elach is mutter on yantif. That means the malachos up until lisha are generally aser, although there are numerous exceptions to the rule. But we now we're up to dine lisha b'yantif, which is tof kuf vav. And lisha and afia or bishel, of course, is mutter on yantif. So the Mishnah in Beitza, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, tells us that you're not allowed to separate Trumos and Maestris on Shabbos or Yontif. Rashi, which is actually not found there, but found in the other Sugya in Beitza, Daf Tes, says that is Nirek Kimisakin. You can't, these fruits and vegetables are basically, they're off limits. You cannot eat them. You take Trumos and Maestris and poof, now you're allowed to eat them. It looks like you just fixed the fruits and vegetables, and therefore it's Aser Midrabanan. Now, there are other Gemaras, which I didn't look into, the Gemara that we say in Bamei Maliki on Friday night talks about it. Anyway, then the Gemara, over there, that's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav, Beitza Lamed Vav, and the Gemara on Beitza Daf Lamed Zayin thinks that it's Poshut, that you can't separate Trumos and Maestris, doesn't even know why we need a Mishnah to tell us that. And then it says, Tani Rav Yosef lo nitzucha ela litna le kohen bo bayom. Even if you want to give it, the Trumos and Maestris, to the kohen, to the lady, bo bayom, and it looks more like an act of chesed that you want to help your local Orthodox kohen, so you might think it's not so bad. No, the Maestris is going to be usit. And then the Gemara elaborates. Va'ani mili peri de tvili me'atmo. That's only peros that became tevel yesterday, before Shabbos and Yontif. Let's say before Yontif, and they should have been separated before Yontif. Aval peri de tvili ha'idna, but peros that become chayev in Trumas and Maisis and become tevel on Yontif itself, that's gonna be mutter. What's an example of peros that will become chayev and Trumas and Maisis on Yontif? Kigon isa lafrushim mina chala. I'm allowed to bake on Yontif, so I'm allowed to bake a lot of bread. If I bake a lot of bread, I'm going to be chayav in hafrashas challah. And the chiyav, if I mix the flour and the water on yontif, which is an av malacha on Shabbos of lisha, which is mutter on yontif when you're baking for yontif. So because the shame tevel was chal, it set in on yontif, the chiyav of separating challah will happen on Yontif, you're allowed to be mafrish chala on Yontif and give it to the kohen. I mean, if you wouldn't be allowed to, then it would be like a funny situation. Then the malacha of, you know, to say that lisha and afiyah mutter would be more theoretical. I guess you can make small amounts that are not chayiv and chala. Okay, anyway, one does not have to do that. If it became chayiv on Yontif, you can be mafrish on Yontif. If it became chayiv on Erev Yontif, you can't be mafrish on Yontif. You have to be mafrish on Erev Yontif. Okay, that's the first sugya, or the second sugya, if you want to be chronological, that's found towards the end of Maseches Beitza, and Daf Lamed Vav and Daf Lamed Zayin. Now, in the first parak, we have a similar sugya. Omar Rava, there's different gersos, we'll soon see, but okay, for now, Rava, our Gemara says Rava. Omar Rava, Gilgel Isa me Erev Yontif, if you needed a dough from Erev Yontif, Mafrish mimena chalasa biyontif. Rava holds, if you made a dough, or you Erev Yontif, you could even be Mafrish chala on Yontif itself, which is seemingly against the Gemara I just read to you on Daf Lamed Zayin. Seemingly against the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Tes continues. So Rava says again, you made a dough on Erev Yontif, you're allowed to be mafresh challah on Yontif. Even though you made it Erev Yontif, you could have and should have taken care of it in Erev Yontif. If it's now Yontif and you had not taken care of it Erev Yontif, you can take care of it and be mafresh the challah on Yontif. Avua de Shmuel Amar Afilu Gilgal Isa me Erev Yontif Ein mafresh mimena challasa be Yontif. Avua de Shmuel argues on Rava, and he says, no. If you did it on Yontif, you can mafresh on Yontif, but you made it Erev Yontif, the chiyuv was chal on Erev Yontif, you could have, should have taken care of it Erev Yontif, you may not take care of it on Yontif itself. Okay, so there's there's a lot going on here, but I think there's basically two questions involving these sugyas. So one is, okay, we have a machlokes Rava and Avua de Shmuel. Okay, how do we passing? Passing like Rava, passing like Avua de Shmuel. Fine, that's question number one. Or question number two. Probably the more fundamental question is, how does the sugya at the beginning of the Masechta fit with the sugya at the end of the Masechta? Because at the end of the Masechta says, if it's, you make the dough on Yontif, you can be mafresh challah. Erev Yontif, you can't be mafresh challah. So is that just the same thing as Daf Tes? Avua de Shmuel says the same thing. And for whatever reason, Rava is lenient. He's against Avua de Shmuel. That's clear that he's against Avua de Shmuel. He's also against the whole sugya and Daf Lamed Zayin. So it could be. I think that's how the Rif and the Rambam understand things. And they paskin like Avua de Shmuel. If you're making the dough on Yontif, you can be mafresh challah on Yontif. If you made the dough Erev Yontif, you can't be mafresh challah on Yontif. Comes along the Rosh. He says, no. He says, Daf Lamed Zayin and Daf Tes are two separate sugyas. How could they be two separate sugyas? They're talking about the same thing. They're both talking about being mafresh challah from a dough that was made on Erev Yontif. Says the Rosh, the sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin that just takes for granted without any differing opinions that it's usher if you made it Erev Yontif. That's talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're making dough. So now, Bizman Shehayalanu, you know, Bizman Bayis Rishon, yeah, Bias Kulchem. So Bizman Bayis Rishon, where Trumas Amaisus, Dalgon Tirash Vietzar, Trumas Amaisus with Doraisa. So, challah, mitzvah challah was a mitzvah d'oraisa in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it was a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But it's a minat Torah, only it's a mitzvah atzuliyah ba'aretz. It's only a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. Minat Torah. Minat d'rabbanan also in Chutz La'aretz. Nowadays, that we don't have bias kuchem, we don't have most of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, where all of Trumas Ramaisis and all the Mitzvot Tzulis V'Aretz are downgraded to a Durabanan. So Chalas Eretz Yisrael is also downgraded to a Durabanan, which I guess makes Chalas Chutz La'aretz downgraded to a double Durabanan. But either way, there is a difference between Chalas Eretz Yisrael and Chalas Chutz La'aretz. We discussed this at length, actually, in Hilchos Pesach. Whoever was with us in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Nun Vav, and Tov Nun Zayin. And because Chalas Chutz La'aretz is the Rabbanan, there are certain leniencies that we have by Chalas Chutz La'aretz that we don't have by Chalas Eretz Yisrael. One of those leniencies is that Chala in Eretz Yisrael, when I have a dough, and I have a big dough, I made the dough, I now have a chiyuv hafreshas chala. The dough is tevel. Eating the dough is highly, highly prohibited until I do the mitzvah for hafreshas chala. The mitzvah for hafreshas chala then allows me to eat the dough. Like Trumas Amaisus, I gathered together all my grapes from my backyard. I put it together. I'm chayim in Trumas Amaisus. It is highly prohibited to eat from this tevel until I separate Trumas Amaisus. Trumas Amaisus, A, is a mitzvah. And B, releases the iser that was on the grapes. Chalas Chutz La'aretz is different. There is no iser. It doesn't become teva. There's a mitzvah, but the dough is not aser. Which means we have a leniency. The Gemara on Daf Tes, Shmuel tells us, Chalas Chutz La'aretz, ochel v'holech, v'achar kach mafrish. I can eat. I have this big, gigantic dough. We can, it's chayiv in challah. I'm in Chutz La'aretz, we can eat, as much as we want. As long as we don't finish it, we leave a little bit. And then afterwards, we take the little bit, and we're mafish challah from the little bit. And by challahs, chutzlaretz, that's okay. By challahs, eretz yisrael, that is not okay. Okay, so we have certain leniencies. And therefore, there are other leniencies as well. Minamukov, yeah, minamukov, not minamukov. Okay, I don't have the whole list right now. But anyway, the Rosh says like this. The Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin, that says if it's made on Yontif, it's Aser. Made Yontif, it's Mutter to be Mafrish Chalat. If it was made Erev Yontif, it's Aser. That's Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Chalas Eretz Yisrael is more Chamor. It's more severe. It's more strict. Daf Tes, where Rava is Mekil, is talking about Chalas Chutz La'aretz, where we have leniencies. And Rava, as opposed to Avu Adishmua, but Rava wants to say, when we're dealing with Chalas Chutz La'aretz, you're in Chutz La'aretz, even if you made it Erev Yontif, you can be mafrish on Yontif itself. And Avu Adishmuel is machmir. So according to the Rush, they're really two separate sugyas. The Gemara at the end of the Masechta is Chalas Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta is Chalas Chutz La'aretz. The Rach paskins like Rava, who goes Lekula, that's what Rush brings down. There are others that are also Mekel. Now, when the Tor brings down the sugya, the Tor paskins like holds like his father, and therefore he says like this: a dough that was kneaded in Erev Yontif in Eretz Yisrael lekulei alma aser. According to everybody, it's going to be aser. Why? Because the lenient opinion of the Gemara is Rava, and the way the Rush understands the sugya daftez, Rava is only talking about chalas chutz la'aretz. So it turns out that in Eretz Yisrael, everybody holds its aser. Now, the Ramban does not understand the sugya like that. He understands that if Rav meant Chutz La'aretz, he should have said Chutz La'aretz. It's all talking about Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Rav is Mekel and even a Chalas Eretz Yisrael. We might not pass like Rav because he's against Avod Shmuel, he's against a Stam Gemara later on Daf Lamed Zayin, but it's not Lekulei Alma. But the Torah going with the Mahalach of his father, that Daf Tes is Chutz La'aretz, and therefore Daf Lamed Zayin is Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, Lekulei Alma, says the Rosh, and the Torah in the footsteps of his father, everybody holds, if it was made in the Erev Yontif, you can't be mafrish on Yontif. Rav is only making Chutz La'aretz, and again, it's not like the Ramban. But in Chutz La'aretz, where the din is that you're ochel v'holech, and you're mafrish afterwards if you want to, like we said before. So according to the Rach, you can be mafrish chala on Yontif. You're not really fixing anything. What are you fixing? The peiros are mutter before that. The dough is mutter. I'm allowed to eat the dough. I just have to save a little bit and be mafrish later. So when I'm mafrish the chala's chutz la'aretz, even on Yontif, you get that. I fixed the dough. What I didn't fix anything. I gave a heter achila. I didn't give a heter achila. There already was a heter achila. There was never an iser achila. And therefore, chala's chutz la'aretz, you can be mafrish chala on Yontif, even if the dough was made in Erev Yontif, if it's chalas chutz la'aretz, according to the Rach, who's mekil like Shitas Rava. The Rif and Rashi hold that you're not allowed to be mafrish on chalas chutz la'aretz. If you made the dough Erev Yontif, you have to be mafrish Erev Yontif. You can't be mafrish on Yontif. The Torah doesn't want to take sides. Came on the Ika Plukta de Ravfisa, since it's a big machlokas Rishonim, Tov Shalom Lahafrish, so it's better not to be mafrish. And you tell the Chalas Chutz La'aretz, don't need to be mafrish. Ela Oichel Umashaya. Eat what you want, make sure you save a little bit, make sure you don't eat Ad Hasof, and then you'll be mafrish after Yontif from what's left over. Now, within that Sugya, okay, there's an interesting, Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds what you're doing is you're eating up to the shir chala on Yontif. You're saving the shir chala, and then after Yontif, that shir chala that you left over, I guess you'll say harezu chala, basically. Now the Rush brings on Rashi. He says he doesn't like it at all. He says no, you need to leave. Let's say shir chala is my name. Let's say is a kazayis. He says, no, you need to leave more than a shir hafrashas chala, says the Rush, because I need what's called shiareha nikarim. I need to be mafrish. When I mafrish something from something else, it means that there's something here, and I'm taking something away, but there's something left over. And according to the Rashi, there's nothing left over. That doesn't work, says the Rosh. That's not what it means. It means you're leaving over more than a shiara afrosh l'schava, and then after yontiv, you're separating, let's say, a kezayis, and you still have a little bit left over. The kezayis that I take, that's my challah. And what's left over, right there, I can continue eating. That's the standard way of understanding it, which is not like Shita's Rashi. Now, in this Rosh, which is found in Perek Aleph in Maseches Beitza, Sif Yud Gimel, the Rosh brings down Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim Pasak B'Shem Rashi. This is very, very interesting. So, if you hold, which Rashi holds, even chalas chutz laretz, you can't be mafrish on yontif unless you made the dough on yontif. You made the erev yontif, you can't be mafrish on yontif. So what do we say? You're allowed to eat it, so eat it and save over a little bit, and then you'll be mafrish after yontif from what's left over. Says Rabbeinu Chaim b'shem Rashi. According to Rashi, it sounds like you can't do that, because that's also like, because what I leave over, according to Rashi Lishitasa, whatever I leave over, that's the challah. So I'm eating. I have a hafrashir, hafrashas challah left over. So I don't say anything. That's like being mafresh challah on yontif. It's no good. Now, I was very bothered by this, because this is a Gemara, this is Shmuel, this is like a very, you know, famous standard halacha, the challah, chutz laretz. You can eat and be mafresh later. And it sounds like Rashi is uprooting that whole halacha. According to Rashi, whatever you leave over, automatically, sounds like it automatically becomes a challah. Although, I don't know if that's exactly true. But then, how it can't be that Rashi just took Shita's Shmuel, which is, as far as I understand, accepted by everybody, and threw it out. Like, it can't be like that. So I was very excited to see that the Korban Asana was also bothered by this kasha. And he explains, what Rashi means, or what Rabbeinu Chaim means, b'shem Rashi, is I can't eat arasof and leave only a kezayis. If I leave only the shira frashas challah, that's what Rashi says. You can't, Rabbeinu Chaim says, b'shem Rashi, that I can't do, because that's like being mafresh challah on yontif. You know, I don't say anything, and I leave it there, and I wait till after yontif. That I can't do. But as long as I leave a little bit more, okay, the different, I think different mafarshim or postgame understand it differently, but the way the Korban Nesanel explains, if as long as you're leaving more than a kezayis, so that already you're allowed to do. I mean, I guess the Chiddush is Rashi says you don't have to leave more than a kezayis. You only have to leave a kezayis. But that already you can't do on yontif. But as long as, even according to Rashi, as long as you're leaving more than a kezayis, it's okay. That's the din of Shmuel in the Gemara. Ochel v'holech v'yachakach mafrish. But you have to leave over a little bit more than a kezayis, according to Rashi, because otherwise it's like being mafresh shumas amaisis. And according to my understanding is everybody else, but at least what we saw in the Rosh, you have to leave over more, because anyway, you need to be mafresh one thing from the other. You need shiareha nikarim. You have to have something left over to be mafresh A from B, so to speak. Okay. That is my introduction over here. This is a very fascinating Rosh. For those who are interested, again, in Perek Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, at the end, he gets into the whole discussion of Minamukov, talks about, in Chalas Chutzos, you don't need Minamukov. The Raya is, how could you need Minamukov? You already ate 95% of the dough, so it's not Minamukov when I go be mafrish later. Not everyone agrees with that Raya of the Rosh. Kamer Sal brings down the Ran, who wants to disagree. Okay. So now we're in Tav Kuf Vav Seif Gimel. Halosh Isa B'Yom Tov. One who makes a dough on Yontif. Yachol Lafrish Mimena Chala. You're allowed to be Mafrish Chala. Ulaholicha LaKohen. And you can bring it to the Kohen. The Ramah adds, Shari Afilu Hifrish Metmo. Now the Ramah is saying, even if I separated it on Erev Yontif, I can still bring it to the Kohen on Yontif itself. Okay, Mishabur points out, Zivkot and Yitzayin. Even though I can't separate Shumas and Ma'isis from now, let us separate Shumas and Ma'isis and Yontif. Because it looks like you are fixing it or sanctifying it or doing something you know how to do on Yontif. Bilosh b'yontif lo gozer. When you actually made the dough on Yontif, they did not, Chazal did not make the gzera. Skip the next few words. The cave on the mutul alush lechatchila b'yontif. Since lechatchila you're allowed to knead dough on Yontif, why don't you do an erev Yontif? Because you can't compare a freshly kneaded and baked bread to a bread that comes out of the freezer, a bread that was made yesterday. Mishum de pas chama odif tfei. It's better if it's made fresh. He tir lo gamkin lasakin isaso ulotia midei teva. Chazal allowed you to fix it and be mafrish lechala on Yontif. Continues the Machaber in Tov Kuv Vav Siv Gimel. Aval. Next page. Isa sheni losha be'erev yontif. If I made the dough on erev yontif, asur lahafrish mimena chala b'yontif, then I am not allowed to be mafrish chala on yontif. Mishabur Siv Katan Chav. The ein magbiyin shumas amayisim b'shabes v'yontif hechad etzvili meat mol. Like the Gemara said on Daf Lamed Zayin, it became tevel from yesterday. I should have taken care of it yesterday. The chanah b'sifkatin yud zayin. It's either misakein or it looks like kemakdish. The chayim b'hoy afui meat mol. Even if it was baked yesterday, the asa lahafrish hayom. Now, is this only chalas eretz Yisrael, or is this also chalas chutzlaretz? Continues the Mishabura, Vafilu Bechalas Chutzla Aretadin Kane. Not like Rava, who's making over there on Daf Tes, but rather like Avua de Shmuel, that even though, according to the Rush, we're talking about Chalas Chutzla Aretz, it's still going to be Aser. After the Sharatzi and Ois Chavzayin, Kapoiskim, Kavua de Shmuel. Va'afilu b'chutz la'aretz pligi. They're even arguing b'chutz la'aretz. V'chein hiskim ha'rajbo. Va'afilu lo hifrish mach mashichacha. Even if he forgot. Nami osilo lafrisha. He forgot. Too bad. That's not an excuse. You can't do it now. Yom'ava v'hifrish. So if he did it anyway. Im b'mezid is mafrish chala b'mezid. Osilo v'lacherim ad motzoi Shabbos. Or I guess that should say Motzah Yontif, since we're dealing with Yontif. No. I'm not sure. There's a huge footnote here in Deer Shoot, which I didn't have a chance to look at. Okay. Here's the Motzah Shabbos, which is interesting, because we're really talking about Yontif. Okay, but the halachos of Maisa Yontif are less clear than the halachos of Maisa Shabbos. When a person does something that was usher on Shabbos, the rules of being nana are discussed at length in different places in the Gemara, in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Ches. On Yontif, it's already less pasha. Okay, let's just read the simple reading of the Mishabura, that if he separated Chala on Shabbos, well, it sounds like Shumas and Maisis perhaps also, but Issa, he wasn't allowed to do it, did it be mazed? He's not allowed to eat from that which he fixed on Shabbos. He has to wait till after Shabbos. V'im b'shogeg, but if he was done b'shogeg, he didn't know. Mutter miyad. U'kidil el siman shin lamites at the end of Hilchos, Shabbos, and the Chelik Gimel. Okay. So also the hafrish mimena chala b'yantif. So the Mechaber tells us if it was made before Yantif, you can't be mafrish on Yantif, even if it's, the Shabura said, even if it's chalas Chutzlaretz. Continues the Rama, Hago, Ela ochel umeshayer ksas, eat, and leave over a little bit, ulamachar mafrish min hamishuyar chala. And then the next day he'll be mafrish from that which was left over, he'll be mafrish chala. How does that work? Says the Mishra Sivkot and Chafal, Hainu lididon b'chutzlaretz. That's the rule for us who live in Chutzlaretz. Which, Baruch Hashem, we do not live in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, but this is what we said. Chalas Chutz La'aretz has numerous leniencies because it is a lower level chiyuv than chalas eretz yisrael. It's either derabanan or it's a double derabanan. The chiyuva eina min atayrah, chalas chutzlas not min atayrah, even bizman bayis rishon. Ubechalas eretz yisrael leka takona elim ki yolosh od isa ukivisof asif. Chalas eretz yisrael, you're kind of stuck. Okay, there is an eitzah. We'll get to maybe at the end of the sif. But chalas chutzlas, we said you can eat and save over a little bit, and after Yontif, you'll be mafresh from that which is left over. But Chalas, Eretz Yisrael, you're stuck. It's Tevel. You can't eat it at all. It's Muksa. Okay? And Bapash, just as if this is the only dough you have, you are stuck and must wait till after, Shabbos or Yontif. Mishra Sivkat Chabez, your Mishayer Ksas, you leave over a little bit. Hainu Yoshim Kidei Shir Shirotz Lahafrish, a little bit more than the amount that you want to separate for Chala. Kidei Shiafrish Chala Ma'osa Shir, I'm going to be separating Chala, but there's going to be something left over. Deba'in Shiash Shareha Nikar, like the Rosh, not like Rashi. Va'od. Dimlo Yaniach Rak Shir Chala, if you're only leaving over the Shir Chala, don't become the Mafrish Yontif. It looks like you're being Mafrish on Yontif itself. Look at the Sharatzi in O Islam and Aleph. Lochush Svaras Rabbeinu Chaim B'Shem Rashi. I ain't tur. Okay, that was what Rav Chaim B'Shem Rashi said. If you just leave over that which you set plan on separating, aside from the fact that you don't have Shiareha Nikarim, but it's like you actually separated it on Yontif, and that's problematic. Okay, continues the Ramah. Umutr lefos hapas aydei shiyocha mimenu v'yafrish achakach chala. You're allowed to bake the bread and eat it and be mafrish chala afterwards. Mishaber Sifkot and Chavdalet, the Afal Gav, the Ose Gam Bishachelek HaChala SheYeshbo. Okay, so here okay, now we're talking about baking the bread on Yontif itself. So part of what I'm baking over here, or part of the dough, is going to be Chala. The Chala nowadays is not eaten. It's going to be burnt, which you can't do on Yontif. So it's mutter lefos hapas aydei shiyocha mimenu v'yafrish achar kach chala. So it says like this: v'yafal gav mishaber sivkot chavdal v'yafal gav de osa gam mishal chelik hachala shiyesh bo. Even though mixed into this bread is a sheer chala, which I'm not going to be eating, and therefore if I'm baking it, I'm baking it shlo tzorach achila because I can't eat the chala. The chelik zeh lo ye'achal b'yom tov l'kohen. Uke'en zeh asrin on l'kama, we'll see in the coming days in Sivvav. Shaini hacha, di'i'ef shel l'chale k'chale min ha'isa. You're not allowed to be mafrish l'chale min ha'isa. Shrei osir lo l'hafrish. Now why is it osir lo l'hafrish? I'm a little bit confused. Sounds like he's doing it on Yontif. Mutu lafos hapas. Like he needed it on Erev Yontif and he's baking it on Yontif. Maybe that's the point. He needed it on Erev Yontif. He's baking it on Yontif. So since I'm needing it, I needed the dough Erev Yontif, the Chiyuv HaFresh HaSchala was called Erev Yontif. I should have been Mafresh Erev Yontif. If I wasn't Mafresh Erev Yontif, I can't be Mafresh on Yontif. So now what do I want to do? So now I want to bake everything, and I eat almost all of it, and save a little bit to be Mafresh from that little bit afterwards. But now it turns out that I'm baking something that's not Roi for me to be eating. Okay, so he says I'm allowed to bake all the dough into bread. Because first of all, I can't be mafrish now. On Yontif, I'm not allowed to be mafrish from that which I made Erev Yontif. The part that you're actually going to be separating is a very, very small amount. Bizman Chazal, well, not Bizman Chazal, whatever. Bizman, when it was being given to the Kohen, it was 1/24th or 1/48th, depending on if you're a business or you're not a business. And nowadays, just a kezias or even less than a kezias, and it's a relatively very small amount. And there's no extra tircha for that. And therefore, you can bake the whole thing, and afterwards you're mafresh. Also, I don't know what I'm going to be mafresh, so the whole thing is a roi for me to be eaten. I don't know why. Not sure why he doesn't mention that point. Okay. Okay. V'yesh machmir v'arim no. There are those that are machmir. They came into lashmi etmol since you needed it yesterday. V'etmol haya efshel l'chalko l'afish chelak achala. You could have been mafresh yesterday. Lo shorin l'biyantiv l'afos kol ha'isim shum chelak achala sheyesh b'shen efesh l'zoch yantiv. I can't bake the whole chalo because I'm baking something that's not roi for yantiv. V'yesh locho shazel l'chadchila shlo l'afos kol ha'isa. So it says, so don't bake the whole isa, leave over some of it that you're not baking. V'rak sheshir ksat isa shlo lefos arach hayantiv, a little bit you'll save over for afterwards. U'mimeni yafrish chala gam ba'ad isa rishona, and that'll be the part from which you'll be mafrish chala after yantiv, and that will go on everything. Mi'uim avar va'afa v'vadei mutu lo lecho. Because he's going like the first opinion. U'laniach ma'at sheyafrish mizeh chala l'matzo yantiv, leave over a little bit. Okay, continues the Ramah. V'imrote yuchal lolush od isa achas biyantiv. This is the other eitzah that works even in Eretz Yisrael. V'yitzarfim yachav v'yafrish me'ose isa gam ha'mashalosh me'erev yantiv. I made a don't erev yantiv. If I made erev yantiv, I'm not allowed to be mafresh on yantiv. I was supposed to be mafresh erev yantiv. So if I'm in chutz la'aretz, so okay, no problem. I eat, I save over a little bit. Okay. But let's say you don't want to eat, you want to be mafresh first, or let's say you do a chalas eretz yisrael and you're stuck. Chalas eretz yisrael, you can't eat first. So this eitzah will work also from chalas eretz yisrael. It's yantif, it's not Shabbos, it's yantif. So I can make a new dough that I also plan on eating because I'm gonna give it to the neighbors. I'm gonna make a new dough. I'm making a big dough enough for the shear of precious challah. The itzarfeim, and then I'm going to be mafresh from the new dough. The new dough was made on yantiv. If the new dough is made on yantiv, I'm allowed to be mafresh challah on yantiv, and I can be mafresh challah on the new dough, and that will pater the old dough. How does that work? Says the Ramah, you need to be itzarfeim yachad. You need to put them together. Look at Mishra Siv Kotach Chav Zayim. And the Fima Shepasek Machab Rabbi Yerdea Siman Shin Chav Hey. Shtei Ishos Isot. I have two doughs. Sheesh Be'em Machal Acha Shir Chala. Each one has its own separate Shir Chala. Ein Tzichin Lo Tzir of Kliv Lo Negia. They don't need to touch. I don't need to put them all in one basket together. That's when I have two separate doughs that were made separately. This one's not Yechayev or Safek Chayev. This one's not Yechayev. And I want them to now create a Chiyuv. I do what's called a Tzir of Sal. I put it in the other basket, or I have it touching to the point where you can't tell where it was connected. And now I turned it into one. But over here, I don't need to do that, because the first one is Chayim and Chala, but I'm not allowed to be Mafresh Chala, because I did it Erev Yantiv. And now the second one is Chayim and Chala. I put the two next to each other, not in a Tzir of Sal, not, they don't have to be touching. Okay, so if they both have a shear, you put it next to each other. Why do you need to put it next to each other? That's just because you need, at least in Eretz, min hamukaf, when you're separating Trumas and Maaseh or Fresh Eschala from taking a few cucumbers, all the cucumbers have to be together, min hamukaf, near each other, and I take the cucumbers to Trumas and Maaseh. Well, you know, it has to be next to each other, but I don't require a tziruf, not a tziruf salad. They don't have to be touching. I have two doughs that are both chayev. As long as they're next to each other, I can be mafresh from one, and that will pater the other one as well. And that's an eitzah that works on yontif if one forgot to be mafresh challah, what he has to eat on yontif. Pesach is a different story altogether, obviously. It's much more complicated. But that's a way, even in Eretz Yisrael, where he will be able to be mafresh challah on the new dough that he made at yontif, and that will pater the old dough, and then he can eat both. He must eat both those. He has to eat the new dough. It can't just be a haram of alma. Give it to the neighbors. Invite yeshiva bachurim to eat with you, and that's the way that will work. And that is Tav Kuf Vav Seif Gimel.